Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God. For gracious and merciful is he, slow to anger, rich in kindness, and relenting in punishment. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Those are the words from the Old Testament book of the prophet Joel. And they're read in the church on our celebration of Ash Wednesday, which is the beginning of the season of Lent. And it's a call to us to turn away from our sins and to recommit ourselves to being faithful to God's word. Sometimes we get tired of this call to repent, this call to turn away from sin. We actually hear it every day in the church at the beginning of Mass, and John the Baptist spoke about it, Jesus spoke about it. The Lent season is a time to really take that call seriously. But I kind of look at it like a journey in life. You know, if you're on a journey somewhere, you're in a car or an airplane or a boat or any kinds of transportation, you have a certain destination you want to get to. But sometimes you take a wrong turn, or you get, you know, you go hit bumps in the road and you have to make little course corrections. You got to make course corrections many times during your journey. Sometimes these course corrections are small ones, sometimes they're really big ones. Well, our ultimate journey is to heaven, to eternal communion with the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity. And we have to live this communion now, beginning at our baptism. In our lifetime, though, on this great journey of a soul to oneness with Christ, we often can get pushed off course by many things in life, by our own decisions or by life circumstances. We got to make course corrections. And this call to turn away from sin, to change our ways, is very fitting at this time. But the thing is that this call, which we hear in the scriptures, is not simply to turn away from our sins. Because if it were just that, it seems like a negative move of our hearts. It's like we're told, well, you got to change. You did that wrong, and you have to turn away from that. That can be really discouraging when we hear that. But the call of the sacred scriptures is to turn away from that sin, but to return to the Lord your God, to turn more and more to the mystery of God. In other words, this call to repent is a very positive move in our hearts. It's about moving towards this new relationship of communion with the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And therefore, it's something we should want to work on all the time. It's not something we should be ashamed of. It's something that we should see as being very, very good for us and for others. Now, the biggest problem in this journey of a soul to communion with God, to this returning to the Lord our God, is arrogance. It's when we worship ourselves and worship our own ideas and our own actions, and we'll never change. We might know that some pattern of behavior in our life, some big decision we've made, or many little decisions and actions we've done, are contrary to the Word of God. We might know that. We might read the scriptures and say, boy, I'm not living this way. Yet we won't change. Why? Because of arrogance. Arrogance is the kiss of death in the spiritual life, in our great journey of our soul to communion with Christ. What we need is humility. And the season of Lent calls us to that humility which makes us acknowledge our own sins, our need to turn away from them, but also acknowledge that God loves us and we need Him very much. God bless you.